Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio, with your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the current and the waves live. At all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening, Detroit. What's up? This is your girl, Poetic Energy, bringing to you live another night of interviewing very special guests on here on the Poetic Energy Radio Show. I am so excited tonight because our guest tonight, he is a rising artist making his mark in the music industry. He has toured in many cities across the country, and he has shared the stage with many artists such as Mandy Lee, Gary Devon, Mr. Liz Detention, Mike Fields, and Killer Priest of the Wu-Tang Clan. Yes, he is doing his thing, and if that's not enough for you, he has been featured in various magazines, such as Fair and High magazines, the Hip Press, Union Leader, and the Urban Empire. And I got more for you. Just wait a minute. In 2003, he released an EP entitled Standing Alone, and in 2005, he released a full album entitled Still Standing. And if that is enough, he has a new and up-and-coming album entitled My Thoughts, and I cannot wait until he shares with us his thoughts tonight. Please help me welcome to the show our very special, highly anticipated guest, Mr. Furious!
Furious,
how are you this evening?
I'm doing great, Poetic Energy. How you doing?
I am great. You know what? I know you can't see it, but I am smiling from ear to ear because you are here.
I'm glad, definitely glad to be here. It's definitely great for you to invite me to your show, and I'm more than happy and thrilled to be here as well.
Yes, I'm glad to hear that. You know, let me just share with the listening audience out here because, you know, obviously, other people have been feeling you. I played your song on the show a couple of times and not even had the opportunity to even ask you to be on the show. And one day I signed into Blog Talk Radio, and I had like five messages asking me how to spell Furious because people were looking for you trying to find this new track that I played on the show.
That's definitely
like,
good to hear.
Oh, my God. That is awesome. And we definitely will play that track tonight. But I just want to get it started tonight because I want people to know who you are as an artist.
Okay.
Tell people where you're from.
I'm originally from San Antonio, Texas, but a lot of people are surprised by it. But I say that I'm from the United States because I was a military brat. My mom and my dad were both in the Navy. My mom joined the Navy when I was one, so I traveled all over. And then afterwards, after I graduated high school, I did a little time in the military. So I'm from San Antonio, but I've been all over.
Okay, all right. So, you know, I just want to get it started. You know, just ask you, where did the name Furious come from?
That's a good question. It comes from... I had to explain that to one of my friends. It comes from Boys in the Hood, Trey's father in Boys in the Hood, Furious Styles. And when I was younger and still now, I always like to talk about, especially to my family members, cousins, about the state that we're in. And I'm always trying to mentor people and want a self-improvement on people's situations. So it came from that because I've always had like that mentor type of personality. And then It came from I was doing a show. One time I did a show, and one of my friends was like, "Nah, I see why you're furious, because of your stage presence, you own the stage." So I'm thinking, yeah, I'll use that as well. So I think from those two aspects, that's where furious came from.
Okay, I like that. You know, a positive twist on how you came out with your name. And, you know, because I wanted to ask that question, because you know what fury, behind fury, people think negative, and, you know, but I wanted you to bring it out for yourself and tell us where you got that name from. And that's awesome that it came from a positive place. Now, we had your record label on the show a couple of days ago, but, I'm really excited because knowing that you come from Night Vision Records, how did you become to be an artist on that label?
I actually met Gary at Kinko's. Beforehand, I was I was doing my own thing. I had my own record label called Standalone Music, and I happened to go to Kinko's to get some flyers. And Gary, the CEO of Night Vision Entertainment, he was printing flyers, and he gave me his CD. And normally, when I'm selling CDs, or you get a CD from another person, I'm more open to listen to music. I didn't know what to expect. And I was driving back home with my web designer. We were driving back home, and we listened to the CD, and it was a jazz CD. And I was like, wow, this is really some really good stuff. So later on, we talked, and we found out we had a lot in common. Actually, I called Gary my big brother because I learned so much from this guy. And I wanted him to do my second album, Still Standing. I wanted him to do a song on the album. So he was busy doing other stuff. He was working on music as well. One day we went in the studio and we did a song called The Setting, very positive, inspirational song. So around that time, when the CD came out, I actually moved to New Hampshire, around the New England area, to be with this management company called Silver Tongue Entertainment. So me and Gary kind of lost touch. However, well, we didn't really lose touch. We still kept in touch with each other. And I started really promoting. Like, I strongly believe in, if you have a product, promote it to the fullest. So I was promoting the album in the New England area, and the setting was really, really positive. And I always had in the back of my mind, I was like, I want to do more with this guy. I want to do more music with this guy. Well, around the time of the Still Standing album, I had a lot of things happen, but the blessing and a lot of the bad things that happened, I became a father. So naturally, I put the music down and decided not really to focus on music. Naturally, being a father, I put the focus on my daughter. And then during that time, I was becoming a dad. You want to be a provider, really working hard. And I had also was going through some real crazy stuff. Like, at one point I decided I don't want to do music anymore, because around the time of doing Still Standing and promoting it, I just came across people that really weren't looking out for my best interests. And just crazy things happened. I decided, like, I'm going to put the music down. I'm just going to just live life. And the one thing I appreciate about Gary, he always stayed in my ear. And I remember what I told him, I was not do music. He was like, all right, cool. But little by little, he knew that, you know, once you have a passion, even if you try to ignore that passion, the passion is going to come back. It's going to come calling you. So one day we were talking. I'm like, you know, talking about music. He sent me some instrumentals. I'm like, yeah. And then I started telling him about an idea that I had for an album. And he was like, well, why don't you let me do your music? Because I had been out of doing music, writing. Like, my last two albums I produced and did all that stuff, but I was out of I haven't done it for a while. So it's like, if you haven't played basketball for a while, you have to relearn. And if anything, I'm a writer first. So he sent me a couple instrumentals. We started working on it. Then I flew out to San Diego and to work on the songs. And then we just talked, and he was like, well, why don't you become a part of my label and become a business partner? And I thought to myself, I always wanted to work with this guy. This guy's a very positive person. And the long time that we knew each other, I've always seen how wise he is, how he chooses people, how he surrounds himself with positive people. And I'm like, this is definitely what I wanted to do. I wanted to do a song with him and be a part of him, be a part of the label. Was just like, hey, it naturally fit, because for one, I appreciated him always checking up on me, always being positive and believing in me, even after not doing music for 6 years and then kind of questioning my own talents. He still believed in me, and it was natural. It was like it was meant to happen. So,
you know what? I was just going to say that it was definitely in order, in divine order, because, you know, when sometimes we can force things, but when things are meant to be, it keeps coming back, and it shows that working with him, because I thoroughly enjoy hearing all he had to say on the show, and I don't know him personally, but I have a great respect for him, because you can tell from his heart, with his character, that he has a passion and a mission at the same time with music. A lot of times people are just in it for one thing, and that's for the money. It's all right to get the money and because you have to make money with the business, but the most important thing is producing quality music and representing quality artists and presenting the world with that. So that's much to be said about him and the label at large, to be able to, you know, bring together people like a family, not just just like a group of people just coming together and we all just in the hype of making money, but building bridges and building families, extended families. So that's very honorable that you're speaking this highly, because it makes people, other people, want to, you know, gravitate to a label like that, because it this industry can be very, very challenging.
Yeah, it can. it can be. And I think the one thing that I don't like about the industry, and that's what I tell people that want to get into it, is try to learn as much as you can about it, because people that are artists, your main concern is the art, making music. You're not really thinking about the business. It's a music business. And business-minded people that don't have the talent you have sometimes see you as a business and as an opportunity, and they will play on your passion. And it's sad, because music is a universal language, and it speaks to any and everybody. And sometimes when you lose that passion because you go through certain things. But I take it with stride. And again, like you said, like Gary is a very one thing I like about Gary. Gary has that family mentality. The record label is a family mentality. It's like a family. You know, I consider Gary my brother, and it's a beautiful thing. Just going to an MBE it fit.
That's awesome. Very awesome to hear, because, like we said, it's very important. I want to talk about the places you've toured before. Tell us about the experience of being performing actually on stage, because I know a lot of artists have special things that they do before performing. Is there something special that you do before you actually go on stage or in any environment before you perform?
Yeah, one thing that I do is I'm very quiet. Like the day before a show, I just like to just be in a quiet space. That way I can just be alone and pretty much just meditate and think and really clear my head and just really think about what I'm going to do, what kind of message I want to convey, and just concentrate on the show. So I just like to be in a quiet environment, a quiet, calming environment.
Have you always known that you wanted to be in the music industry? Why music as a career choice?
As for one, the Nias family, on my dad's side, they're a very, very musical family, very involved in church. And I always knew when I was a kid, I always knew that I wanted to be a performer. And I always had love for the spoken word in English. So it was written in the DNA. And it's funny that you say that, too, because my daughter, and this, I remember her being a baby at one time. And I was messing with my keyboard, and all of a sudden she had to be no older than about 11 months. She stopped what she was doing, and she crawled up to me, and she, like, put her hands up. I picked her up, and she started messing with the keyboard. And then I started playing the music, and she just started bobbing. So I guess it's written in the Nias DNA.
Wow. Very interesting. So are you going to, as a dad, kind of cultivate that perhaps talent that's already brewing?
I'm sorry, say again?
I said, are you going to kind of cultivate that in her as she get a little bit older?
Oh yeah, most definitely, because the beautiful thing about music is, and I know Gary Tester pointed this on his interview, is I tell people that music is my therapy. I've gone through things in life that if it wasn't for music, I probably wouldn't be where I am today. It's the universal language, and I definitely want to cultivate that, because even now with music, if I had chose to ignore that passion, I wouldn't be here talking to you today. I wouldn't reach the people that I reach with my music. It's been a beautiful thing and a blessing. So I definitely want to cultivate that.
Absolutely. You know, I'm looking at all of your titles of your album, Standing Alone, Still Standing, and My Thoughts. It just almost seems like it's just a journey of yours. It just, even the title, I can see the journey that you're taking in your music without really actually hearing all of those tracks from the music. Could you please tell us about your album, My Thoughts? What can we expect from that, and why that title?
The album titled My Thoughts, basically the first thing is, what inspired me to get back into music was my daughter, to see her love of music, and also my little brother. And I titled it My Thoughts because one thing I definitely wanted to reach on, and one thing that I wanted to touch upon is as of right now, I'm the non-custodial parent in my daughter's relationship. Me and her mother are no longer together, so I do have visitation. And I wanted, because I don't see her every day, I wanted to make an album to let her know I'm there. Another way of speaking to her. I wanted to create something that's timeless. Music is timeless. And I basically, she's the motivation for me getting back into music and the motivation of this album. So basically telling her these are my thoughts. The title, the song My Thoughts, there's actually a song on there called My Thoughts. It's about explaining to her, even though I'm not there every day in your life, you are my breath of fresh air. You are my reason for being here, my motivation for doing music. So I wanted to speak to my daughter and speak to people that don't get to see their kids every day. I wanted to speak to fathers, single fathers that have kids. And I also wanted to speak to where I am between albums and where I am now. My Thoughts is a celebration of me overcoming odds, overcoming doubt of not wanting to do music anymore. Speak to the positives of life, because one thing that, especially in the hip hop community, one thing that really kind of disturbs me is the focal point of music is just one sided. There's so many things going on in life. And I can remember, for example, when I first joined the Navy and I was 19 years old, I remember I gravitated to music because I didn't know, you know, this is my first time seeing the world, being away from home, and I gravitated to music. And also being in the military, being a military brat, you're always traveling, but the one thing that was constant was music. I can listen to a song now and be like, you know what, I was here when I heard this song. And I just wanted to say my thoughts, speak on inspirational things, and just bring awareness to there is good music and there is good hip hop. And to also, one day, my biggest dream is that one day Olivia hear the CD, and maybe she's going through something in life and she may hear something like Electrified and just get lost in the music.
Wow. You know what? You are wonderful there. Just to say that, wanted to deliver a message to your daughter and a form of communicating with her, that's very impressive. And you know, because a lot of people, they don't give much thought. It seems like you think a lot with your music. Sometimes a lot of artists, they're just trying to put out the next best song that's going to make them the big bucks. But sometimes they don't always put thought into their words and the message they're giving off. It's just, if it's a hit, I'm rolling with it because I want to make the big money. And it's just so refreshing to hear you say that your music, you wanna touch your daughter, you wanna touch the world. So I truly commend you for that. And since you mentioned the song Electrify, we're gonna play that because we have a host of because that was the song that brought people to the conclusion that they wanted to send me some messages just to find out who you were and how to spell your name.
Yeah.
So we're going to play that track by you very quickly, and then we'll get back into questioning. All right, this track is by our very special guest, Electrify, featuring Miss Lou.
In the E, you came to party. Street lights entice the lights to people who ride the rhythm. Red claps, perhaps you can step in. Fully strapped, relax for the ride of your life. Fold the night, take flight, let loose 100 foot for you to get into. The cooling you, it's moving you, proving to be a melody eternally heard on every curb. Burger, great beat, body heat, keep rocking out. Had you mad, you didn't intercept. Kept it humble, should have stumbled on the floor. Played it through, instead duped, froze, let it go. Flowed in and out in the house where people shout. It's all about one beat, one retreat. Keep it stride, no cloud nine. A good time to climb back. We clap in unison, tuning in the same bat channel with the Apple ammo. Let it go, let it flow. Let the sounds ground your sorrow. Tomorrow be better, never lose your smooth. Choose the good vibes, survive a new day. Strobe lights intense, commit to break it down. Found your groove, move to your beat. Your feet, do the talking, moonwalk like MJ in his heyday. Smooth criminal, kill subliminal style. The dawn breaks through, let your cash shake loose. Let me introduce a new movement. Get into it, move hips to the truest. The room fits in a melodic state. Escape through waves of sound. Tiny kick, drumstick, hand clap, boom, pat, shake that, lean back, pop, snap, react, quick, that's it.
Me and Gary were working on the album, and he I remember him we come up with so many good songs, but we wanted to find that one special single that would get people's attention. And he sent me Electrify, and I heard the beat, and he's kind of like, what do you think about it? And I've heard the instrumental, and I thought to myself, this right here is to me, it's very musical. And how I want to speak to this instrumental is I want to describe getting lost in the moment in music, how music is just universal. And in my head, when I heard the instrumental, I just imagined a club and a group of people dancing in unison. And just, it's like, it's Friday. You're just getting off of work. The week has been rough. It's Friday. You're in the club. They're playing your song, and you're just getting lost in the music. And everybody's in unison in one beat. And that's what I want to describe in that song. Like, the first verse, it's conveying that music is universal, describing music, electrifying the city. And then the second verse, I basically paint a scenario of a club scene. And in the verse, I say that we clap in unison and just describing how, and like, say if they're playing Step in the Name of Love or The Electric Slide or just a song where everybody's dancing in unison, I wanted to paint that picture. And then the last verse where me and Miss Lou kind of go hand in hand, it's just saying just that in my mind on the last verse, I want to think like the music is slowed down, it's the breakdown, people are moving in slow motion and then just dancing. And that basically electrified, just painting a picture of how music takes us to another level and describing getting lost in the moment of the music.
All right. You know what? Actually, hearing you talk, you actually kind of took me there visually, and I actually envisioned what you were speaking. So mission accomplished. I mean, this song is, you know, this is the track I told you that people were calling about, trying to figure out how to spell your name. So, Sirius, if you don't mind, over the airwaves, please let the people know how to connect with you and spell your name for them so more and more people will be able to know. Because I tried to put it on Facebook, so, you know, those who needed to know, I got them the answer. But, you know, a lot of people listen to our archives, so please tell the people very quickly.
F-U-R-Y-U-S. And I also wanted to say hello to everybody that's on the in the chat room. Unfortunately, I've been trying to sign in, but my daughter's listening, so I wanted to say hello to Olivia and everybody else that I see on there, John Gaston, I see, and Tara, my daughter's mother. I want to say hello to you guys. So.
Oh, that's beautiful. Hello, Tara and Olivia. Welcome to the show.
And also, so Ingrid's on there. I want to give her a shout out as well.
Okay. All right. Do you have, we did put your information in the fan page and your YouTube link. Do you have any other information that you want people to know how to connect with you? I know you want to get them to your fan page.
Yeah, you can also Twitter me at Furious. And also, I also have a blog that I'm also working on. It's called FuriousMyThoughts.com, very long email. It's F-U-R-Y-U-S, mythoughts.com, and I'm also on NVE Records as well, nverecords.com.
All right, folks, you heard it from his mouth now. You can still send me the messages on how to spell his name, but
F-U-R, just think Fury and just add U-S to it.
All right, very clever way of remembering that. All right. You know what, Furious? I have some more questions for you, but we do have a hand raised up on the switchboard. Are you open for some questions or responses?
Yes.
All right. Let's welcome our caller from the 615 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic E and our very special guest, Mr. Furious. Who do we have on the air tonight?
Hey, this is Bill. Furious is my boy. Bay High representing, man.
Well, hello, welcome to the show.
Hey,
I've
known Furious since he was in high school, Bay High, back in Bay St. Louis. This is Bill Dog. I'm following you on Twitter and Facebook. Everybody needs to hit him up, man. He's got the music. He knows what's going on, man. Love you, man. Holler at you later.
Hey, thanks a lot, Bill. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for calling in. All right. That was awesome for someone to call in and just show you some love like that, Furious.
Yeah, I definitely
always,
appreciate
love
that.
Love is always appreciated. You know what? So let's get back in some questions that I have for you. Now, it says in your bio that you kind of delve in some spoken words. How long ago was that? Are you still into spoken word?
I love spoken word. I'm still into it. As a matter of fact, I want to get back into it and dabble in it. I actually have an idea that I want to do. I'm definitely going to do it. I have a book that I've been writing poems since 1996, since when I joined the Navy until now. And what I want to do is eventually I want to publish it and make it an actual book. And basically that's where my ideas of songs come from poems. So I usually translate the poem into a song, but I really want to, and I'm seriously thinking about going back into just going to spoken word places and do spoken word. Because if you think about it, hip hop or rap is basically poetry, spoken word to a beat. So naturally, rappers are poets.
I'm glad you said that because, you know, every time I try to tell some of them that very thing, they don't think so. They try to separate the two worlds, but it is one and the same. It's just that their purpose may be just to rap with it, but it is, and once you take the music away, it's poetry, and once you put more, you know, it's still poetry with music.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you pointed that out because not everybody, you know, believes it in that way. But that's very awesome to know that you delve into some spoken word because we have just a lot of poets that come on and spoken word artists that come on to the show a lot. So I definitely wanted to kind of mention that because, you know, a lot of people in the music industry have the talent of being a poet, but they don't really, you know, delve into, you know, getting really talking about poetry that much because there's just, you know, a lot of people feel like there's not much money to be made in poetry, so they kind of put that talent to the back burner or just kind of keep it in, you know, amongst themselves or just family and friends. Let's talk a little bit about some of your featured print. In the Fahrenheit magazine.
Oh, the Fahrenheit magazine?
Yeah, tell us a little bit about how that came about, how you got actually featured into that magazine.
Yeah, actually, I was trying to think. I was working on Still Standing Alone had come out at the time, and my manager at the time was Decompose. He's a hip hop artist who's a mortician. So,
okay.
he had connections with Fahrenheit Magazine. I did a show in San Diego for Juneteenth, the second annual Juneteenth show in San Diego, and the funny thing about it is, The interesting turn of events in that show, it was a lot of gangster rap music at the show, and I kind of felt out of place around the middle of the show, and I'm thinking to myself, why am I at this show doing this, and my music is positive, it's conscious hip-hop. So I performed the show, the crowd loved it, and a lot of people were like, thank you for bringing something different to the table, and there was somebody there from Fahrenheit Magazine in San Diego. And they're like, we would love to do a feature of you and your music on the show. And they really liked the music. They liked that it was homegrown, and they liked that it was inspirational. So that also led to Urban Empire Magazine. That's another San Diego music magazine. And they caught on, and they gave And it was a good thing because Still Standing had, or Standing Alone just came out. So the CD came out with two good reviews. So that's how that came about, just being different and being inspirational. So.
I'm glad you said that. How important is it, do you think, in the industry to be your own self with your music? Because you have so many artists that try to bring a different spin to music, but they end up having the same type of voice, or in, you know, they try to mimic other artists, thinking that's going to help them, become very successful, just like the artists they're trying to mimic. How important do you think it is to just be yourself?
It's very important to be yourself. For one, somebody already created that lane. Why use that lane? And for two, I'm a strong believer that people can see what's real. And if you're real to yourself, the music will come naturally. And people, I think a great good artist is somebody who can relate to you on the human level. Like, okay, this person went through that. I went through that. So you want to be yourself. You'll have those fans will be true fans because they'll feel like they know you and they can connect with you on the human level. A perfect example is when I first started doing music, I was with a label called The Bomb Entertainment, and one of the biggest rappers on there was this guy named David the Great. I mean, this guy would use words, and I'm like, wow, this man is a lyrical genius. And one thing he told me that to this day I instilled, he sat down, I wrote a song, and I was writing the song to impress him and try to be lyrical like he was. And I asked him, I was like, how do you like this song? And he was like, you know what? Don't try to impress me. Impress yourself. Do the music that you love. And it's like somebody already else said that. Somebody already else did that. Just be yourself. That's why I admire artists like Andre 3000. I mean, the guy is, I mean, he's totally to the left with it, but he's himself. And I feel that people gravitate to real artists. And people gravitate. Yeah. It's all about connecting on the human level. I mean, you see artists that have they first made it big, and then because the music changed, they change, and they lose. First, they lose their core fan base, and they lose the additional fan base they had because they weren't themselves. And then when you're being yourself, it's easy. You're being yourself. You're not trying to be this person. You're who you are. So it comes easily because it's easy, and you're you. So the fans that you have are naturally truly your fans because they liked your music and who you were rather than trying to be the next Jay-Z or the next Lil Wayne.
Absolutely. Yes, I'm so glad you said that because it is very important for you to just be yourself, and it's good coming from an artist for other people to hear that because a lot of, it's just like I said, I hear so many people that try to mimic other people and they don't know that's not the process and or that's not the path to take because, like you said, that lane has already been created. You know, start your own lane.
And again, see, I see everybody. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes. You want to shout out to me?
Yeah, I want to say I see everybody in the chat room, but I'm not computer illiterate, but I can't sign in. I want to say hello to everybody and thanks for coming in.
Right. Now, you know what? One of the things that I do want to find out from you, you know, being an artist, you've been around for a while, how much of your own music do you write yourself? Do you write all of your music, or do you have other people that write music for you?
As far as my lyrics, I write all my lyrics. Still Standing, my first two albums were my first album. I wrote, arranged, produced everything. The second album, all but three tracks. Gary did the setting, and then a good friend of mine, Jay Wool, he did two songs. And then this album, My Thoughts, Gary did all the music, and my lyrics I wrote. So this one's the first album that I actually let somebody take the helm and pretty much paint the picture with the music, and I kind of just implemented the feeling with my words.
After getting this, your newest album, My Thoughts, out, what do you want to see your music go from that album to the next point in your life? Or have you really thought about, you know, the path for the future?
well, I want to, with this album, I want to reach as much, as many people as I can, and pretty much just let the journey begin. With each album, I say that this album is going to open doors or create opportunities. And I never really want to say, like, I just love the journey. But I want to, hopefully this album reach as many people as it can and attach itself to causes. And with Gary being a good producer, I told him, he's going to mentor me, and I'm going to learn how to, I'm going to relearn how to produce music but perfect the sound, and also want to get involved in making music as well, and also get into writing music for other people. I mean, because I love creating. That's what I love doing. But the main goal is to get this album out to as many people as possible and open as many doors and just basically inspire people with what I have to say and promote it, do shows, and just reach people here and abroad, and then build my craft of being a musician and working on my music making skills as well, and learn from Gary, who I think is, I told Gary, me and him are like the Quincy Jones and Michael Jackson. So Michael Jackson did Off the Wall, Thriller, Bad. And Michael just learned how to do music, and he just kept on growing with that. So that's the idea.
All right. I love that idea. Now, you know, I know that you've dubbed in spoken word and you're doing the music, but do you see yourself going into a lot of artists today, music artists, they get into acting and other things. Do you see yourself going into some of those areas as well, or possibly? Have you thought about that?
Actually, anything that comes with it, I'm definitely, my mother always told me, if there's any opportunity, seize the moment. Anything that comes with it, I'm definitely there. Like right now I have the blog, Furious My Thoughts, and I'm basically also shedding light on other artists and also kind of sharing my thoughts and views of things that's going on in music and hip hop culture. Like I really love the idea of taking something, creating it, and then spreading the word and the awareness of the product. Like, I'm so amazed that with MBE, we're independent, but we're bringing awareness. So I think my calling also, yeah, is the music, but I also want to be behind the scenes as well and just create movements. But if acting comes with it, I mean, if you think about it, on the CD, you're acting. You're creating the mood. Like, with the perfect example with Electrify, I created a visual. Me, Harry, and Manny Lou created a visual of getting lost in music and creating the mood. So you're acting. You're expressing yourself. So, yeah, acting would be natural if it presented itself.
Okay. Oh, anybody that's listening, I just wanted to kind of put that out there because you never know who's listening. I never know who's listening to my show. So it's always out there. You know, you can put things in the universe and you never know how it may happen or how it may unfold.
Exactly.
So ain't nothing wrong with putting it out there because, actually, like I said earlier, when you were actually talking about Electrify, you kind of took me visually there. And sometimes it's hard to do to me. Wow, you have a lot of love in the chat room here. We just want to take briefly just to say hello and thank everyone for tuning into the show and all of those who are signed into the chat room. Thank you so much for hanging out with us and supporting the show as well as our featured guest, Furious. And I know these are a lot of your people who have come through, and I see some regulars that are here on the show on a regular basis. So welcome, everyone. Welcome.
We have, and thank you guys for coming out.
We have 16 more minutes remaining in the show. We are going to take a very, very quick commercial break, and then we will be back with more of good questions for our very special guest, Mr. Furious. Please hang tight.
Are you trying to get pregnant? Need to feel confident about treatments ahead? Need to save money, time, and heartache? Are you willing to follow 4 proven modules to be strong, gain knowledge, overcome obstacles, and gain freedom from worry? Contact Hold Your Hand Fertility Coaching and reserve your spot today. www.holdyourhandfertilitycoach.com.
Like to read but haven't got time for bookstores? then try Whispers Publishing. They've got hundreds of ebooks, with new ones being added every 2 weeks. You can find and read many award-winning authors in a variety of genres. Can't make a choice? Then why not check out the reader's reviews or even add your own? Whispers Publishing is dedicated to your reading entertainment. So what are you waiting for? Visit whispershome.com now.
All right, folks, thank you. Welcome back to the Poetic Energy Radio Show with your host, Poetic Energy, and our very special guest, Mr. Furious. Furious, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, thank you.
Okay, you know what? I wanted to ask you, you know, with all that you're doing, how important do you think it is for people that's really trying to really put forth a great effort in getting their music and their voices out there? How important is it to kind of, you know, put some time aside for yourself to mentally collect yourself within? Because I know a lot of people stay on the grind all the time, but they never think about, you know, their bodies, their minds, and how they need to, you know, restore all of the energy that, you know, they're using to just be out there. What are some of the things that you do, and how important do you think that is for people that's you know, that's working really hard, such as yourself?
Fortunately, with the job that I have, I get 4 days off. I take a day and I don't do anything. You have to take a day. You have to take a day to yourself, because one thing that, and I used to do this when I first started doing music, I always used to work. Music. And I remember one time my mom, I hadn't called my mom for like a month, and she's like, "Mr. CEO of Standalone Music, you need to call your mom." So you have to take a day to reflect, because it's, when you're always moving, it's madness. And you have to take, like I tell Gary, sometimes you have to sit back and think, like, okay, this is the path that I'm on. This is what I've done. What could I have done better, and how do I want to keep on proceeding? And you have to go back and appreciate your opportunities that you created, the people you touched. Like, we're so focused on always getting there and what we don't have that we don't appreciate how blessed we are, how many people we touched. Like, I created, when I first started this music thing, I created a goal that Michael Jackson couldn't even beat. My goal was, I'm gonna outsell Thriller. You know what I mean? So I always push myself, and it just was crazy. You have to take a day to yourself. You have to take a day to just reflect, because if you don't, you're gonna wear yourself out, and you're not gonna see the seeds that you're sowing. So it's very important.
Absolutely. You know, I wanted to ask you that question because there are, you know, so many people that, you know, want to become rich and famous so bad that they don't take the time to reflect and just recuperate a little bit, just to refocus on some things. And because sometimes you can be moving so fast in the lane, and if you don't stop, you run a red light and you end up crashing. You know, and I hate to take that kind of picture, but that's really how it all works. If you don't take the time to just stop, take it in and a breather, then you can find yourself missing some very important points in your life. And so I'm glad you said that's why I wanted to ask you that question, because I know there are listeners out there who are trying to get where you are. You have accomplished already your third album and been featured in so many magazines, and a lot of people are trying to get where you are. And they think it just, all of that comes with just going nonstop without stopping. So, you know, and I'm glad you kind of put that out there for our listeners to understand that you have to stop, take a breather, reflect, and then move on, because success will be there. If you're a person that's about being positive, all of that will follow you. It'll catch up to you. Trust me, if you're out there doing what you need to do musically or in anything that you're doing, it will catch up. Success will catch up to you, no matter what. It's just a process.
Yeah, it definitely is. And I think the beautiful thing is, because I had a lot of fear going back into it. For one, I just was like, will people listen to what I have to say? It's been 5+ years. When I started, I was in San Diego. When I stopped, I did shows in New England. I did shows in upstate New York. I'm in a new location. I'm in Washington, D.C. A lot of fears, and I had to, like, kind of, and I'm a perfectionist. The beginning process, like Gary, we recorded my first song we did in March, and then so now I recorded a song and the lyrics were just, it was off, but I eventually got there, and I told myself, like, one thing I told myself, the first two albums was like, I got to get it, I got to reach this, I got to do that, but this time I'm older and there is no pressure. The passion is there. I want to touch as many people as I can. And there is no, if fame and fortune, more sales than Thriller comes, okay, that's good. If it doesn't, I think I told Gary today, being indie is intimate. It's like major artists are in a big, like being in a big classroom, major artists in a big arena, you're not really intimate with the people you're trying to connect with. An indie artist is like somebody in a jazz cafe in a smaller venue. You're able to connect and easily convey your feelings to your fans. So it's more intimate and more personable because it's on a one-on-one basis. So I just take everything with stride. Like TD, I'm not expecting anything. That way, everything that comes is a blessing and it's very appreciated.
Oh, I love that you just said that everything that comes is a blessing. One thing that I noticed in your bio though, that really kind of stood out to me is something that you actually said with in your bio, you said, if I inspire people by speaking the universal language of music, then I've done my job. I really, really love that. That's a quotable. I like that. You could actually put that. When I tell people that something, you have like little verses, little lines or quotes that you say, and I always call it a quotable because somebody else will probably use that and quote you on it and say, this was a quote by Sirius, you know. And what kind of, talk about that line just for a moment. You have pretty much talked about it in a sense, but now you can say this is, you should put that somewhere in, probably perhaps in your new book. If I inspire people by speaking the universal language of music, then I've done my job. Expound on that for a minute.
I've always had that. My mom always told me that, you know, I've always been a mentor, and I've always liked, and sometimes it's kind of hard when people take kindness for weakness. Perfect example is, I remember one day I was selling CDs in San Diego, and it was like, I was all day. Like the day before I sold like 60 CDs, and this one day it was just hard. Nobody was buying my music, and I was just so upset. And this one person listened to the CD and was like, man, this music is good. Like, no, I'll buy this CD. This music is really good. Like, I love what you're saying. And it was like, you know, it's still to me like, you know what? Even if I'm hitting 20 people a day, or if I emailed 100 people and only one person responded and they've been touched by my music, then I've done my job. I've always loved, like, for example, when I was down in my 5 years, I wasn't doing music. I was dealing with life struggles. There's these two kids in New Hampshire, Jeremy Gliss and Vinnie Manafrate. They were 16 when I was doing my Still Standing, opening my show in New Hampshire, but they were too young to go to the show because they had to be 18 years and older. They became fans, and I remember one day looking at their MySpace page, and they were fans of Eminem, and under Eminem was me. And I'm like, wow, like Eminem is, wow. I love Eminem because he's very lyrical. Like he has a way of using spoken word. And I'm just like, wow, this guy's a mainstream artist. He's big. And they've put me there, and they've always followed me. Like they figured out what my real name was. They followed me on Facebook. They followed me on Twitter. They followed me on MySpace, and they always checked up on me. And I'm like, these guys are genuine fans. Like at the end of the day, if somebody listens to my CD and my song, like, you know what, I listened to that song and it spoke to me, and that to me is priceless. Like, I've done my job. And I always think, like, you know what? We're only here on this earth for a certain amount of time, but music is forever. Like, you can listen to Bob Marley. You can listen to Marvin Gaye, what's going on, and it touches you. And at the end of the day, when all said and done, if I can touch people like that, it's priceless.
Yes. I am so glad. I just wanted you to expound on, because I wanted to hear more, because I knew in my gut there was more that you had to say with just that one line, which is so profound, because it's very important to be able to know that you're doing what you set out to do, and that is to touch the world in a positive way, and that you are doing. And you put a smile on my face just by that one line, and I wasn't going to end the show without you expounding a little bit more on that line. Very quickly, we have 4 minutes remaining in the show, but I do see another caller, so Furious, we're going to take that up next caller, and I think they have something to say.
Okay.
Caller from the 910 area code, you are currently on the air with Poetic E, and our very special guest this evening, Mr. Furious, who we have on the air with us.
My name is Brother John Waters, also known as Big Easy the Poet.
All right.
How you doing?
Good, chilling. I got a piece. It's called It May Sound Crazy.
We're doing a feature this evening, Poet. Well, you missed out on a Thursday night open mic.
Oh, man, I was late at the mouth.
I am so sorry, because we are featuring a guest this evening, and we only have 3 more minutes remaining in the show. But I do welcome you to come back Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central.
Night, I will be here.
All righty. Thank you so much for
it. I will be there. I'm trying to be with a brother at.
We're glad you have been listening in this week. I'm sorry?
I'm trying to get to where the brother at.
All right. Well, you heard what he had to say there, how you need to get there, and you know how to connect with him, because maybe you can follow him and you can trail him.
Yeah.
And okay. Go just okay. Where he's going.
No doubt. I like to see a brother come up.
Thank you. I appreciate
yes,
it.
No doubt. Next Thursday, I will
yes.
be there.
All right.
Definitely.
We look forward
I got
to
some fire.
All right. We're ready to hear it. All right. Thank you so much. Have a good evening, brother.
All right.
Good night. All right, Mr. Furious, we have 2 more minutes remaining in the show, and I want you to very quickly if you had to leave parting words to encourage any young person or anybody that's trying, like this brother said, he's trying to get where you are, what would be some last parting, encouraging words you would have to say? And also, we did put your information in the chat room for your iTunes download for people to go and purchase it. Only for 99 cents, folks, so support a brother.
Support a brother.
very quickly, so last parting words.
Okay, this is from David Banner, and I love this. He says, don't try to follow the light. Create your own light and make it shine so bright that other people will come to that light. That's my parting word.
All right. And you have just been listening to our very special guest, Mr. Furious. Follow him on his Facebook fan page. We did put that information in the chat room. And remember, his album comes out May 31st. Please follow him so you can keep up with that and so we can support him. And we so thank you so much, Furious, for being our very special guest here on the Poetic Energy Radio Show. We do know that we are going to have more great things coming from you, and we will definitely be continuing to support you and your record label and all your artists on the MVE Records label. We are so excited that you guys have just been gracing our show. So we just like to say thank you, everyone, for coming out and supporting Furious and the Poetic Energy Radio Show. We ask you to just keep being positive and do all you set out to do and follow the process. And like Furious said, don't follow the light, make your own light. And that was by Mr. David Banner. I kind of summarize it a little bit, but that's all right. But everybody, good night. God bless you. And make sure you go out and support our brother in the future. His new album, My Thoughts, is coming out May 31st. Don't forget it. And 99 cents, come on now. We spend that on Burger King or more than that on Burger King. So
exactly.
Go out and support him with his single on iTunes, which we did put the link in the chat room for you. God bless you. Good night. Everybody, we're taking you out with some Electrify by Mr. Furious. All right.
In the E, we came to party. Yeah. Street lights entice the lights of people who ride the rhythm. Red claps, perhaps you can stab in. Fully strapped, relax for the ride of your life. On the night, take flight, let loose 100 boots for you to get into. The cooling you is moving you, proving to be a melody eternally heard on every curb. Burger great beats, body heat, keep rocking out. Had you mad, you didn't intercept. Kept it humble to the stumbled on the floor. Played it through, instead duped, froze, let it go. Flowed in and out in the house where people shout. It's all about one beat, one retreat. Keep it stride, no cloud nine. A good time to climax. We clap in unison, tuning in the same back channel with the ample ammo. Let it go, let it flow. Let the sounds ground the sorrow. Tomorrow be better, never lose its mood. Choose the good vibes, survive a new day. Strobe lights intense, commit to break it down. Found your groove, move to your beat. Defeat, do the talking moonwalk like MJ in his heyday. Smooth criminal, killing subliminal down. Drumstick, hand clap, boom, pat, shake that, lean back, pop, snap, react, quick, that's it.